This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Oh, that's all right, brother. Praise Him. Praise Him. He's worthy. Don't nobody know like you know what the Lord has done for you. You just can't help yourself. Every now and then, the prophet said, like fire, shut up in my bone. I just can't hold my peace. My. That's all right, brother. That's all right. Don't nobody know like you know what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Isaiah 49. Thank you. Yes, yes. My. Yeah. Give Him some praise. Give Him some praise. Give Him some praise. Yeah. Yes. Give Him some praise. Oh, my goodness. My. I see you. You're rocking back and forth. You want to let go. That's all right. Isaiah 49 and 13. Are you there? Isaiah 49th chapter and the 13th verse. Sing, O ye heavens, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted His people and will have mercy upon His afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, yes, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven they upon my palms, and of my hand, the palms of my hand, that thy walls are continually before me. Amen. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter. Turn with me to 1 Peter. And the 7th. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse. Are you there? And it says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I want to talk about this evening. Don't worry about it. It's in the Lord's hand. Don't worry about it. It's in the Lord's hands. Don't worry about it. It's in the Lord's hands. Will you bow your heads with us? Father, we come before you right now in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you because you are able to help us. And we want to insult you, Lord, by trying to ask for something first, but we want to say thank you for what you've already done. And Lord God, we thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. In spite of ourselves, we say thank you, Lord. And Father God, we pray that you would touch the hearts of your people. Allow them to know that the Lord has not forgotten about them. Allow them to know that he says that he needs for them to give them every care that they have. In Christ Jesus' name do we pray, amen and amen. Here, the children of Israel feel as though the Lord has forgotten all about them. Amen. Their lives have been shambled. Troubles and trials has been on every side. Problems seem like they knew nobody's name but theirs. Amen. And when the scripture says, break forth in song and sing unto the Lord, they said, feel like the Lord has forgotten all about me. But God has not forgotten about you. All he wants you to do is turn all of your cares over to him. But some of you are worried this morning. You are perplexed. You are mixed up. And the Lord God wants you not to be worried. What is worry in the first place? In the New Testament, the Greek word translated as worry is that which means to be anxious. To be anxious. To be distracted. And when you're anxious, you're distracted. Huh? Or to have a divided mind. When you're anxious and worried and you're distracted, you have a divided mind. To worry is to divide your mind between that which is useful and worthwhile and that which is damaging and destructive. Your mind is divided. You can't stay focused when you're worried about stuff. Amen? You lay down, you're worried. When you get up, you're worried. When you go to work, you're worried. When you come home, you're worried. You're worried all around and your mind is divided. You can't make the right decision when you are worried. Amen? And some people act like they've never been worried about something, but to worry is to block the flow of created energy in your life. When you worry, you can't be productive. Amen? When you're worried about something, you can't play like you ought to play. Amen. You start to missing keys. You start missing notes. You start doing this and doing that. When you're worried, you can't keep your mind on the Lord. Amen. When you're worried, Matthew 6:27 says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Worrying ain't going to help you anyway. Well, why do it? Isn't that right? Worrying will make you divide yourself and you won't be able to do anything and you won't be able to achieve anything if you worry. So Jesus said, why worry? Listen, if you could worry and make yourself taller than what you are, you do it, won't you? Isn't that right? Listen, when I was younger and played basketball, if I could worry about being 7'5" and then get there and play, listen, I would worry myself to 7'5".
All right, look out.
But only 6'1½". Worrying won't do anything but put you in the grave a whole lot earlier. Amen. How many of you are worried about something today, but God wants you not to be worried? So the concept of worrying is conveyed throughout the scripture by numerous words and phrase. To be fretful, that means you're worried. To be anxious, that means you're worried about something. And a lot of times we use this one a lot. I'm just concerned. That's just another way of saying you're worried. Isn't that right? To be weighed with cares. Amen. To be heavy-hearted. To be without peace. When you're worried, you ain't got no peace when you're worried. You know how you can tell if you're a real Christian? Let some stuff drop off in your life and you're still cool about it. Amen. Then you're not worrying about it. Isn't that right? But when you start retaliating and trying to get people back and trying to hurt people, then you're worried about it. But listen. Don't be weighed with the care and to be heavy-hearted, to be without peace, and to be distracted, huh? To be troubled. You sitting right there at the red light and it's been green. And you just sitting there. You worried about something. Somebody blow at you and tell you to move on, and by the time you hit the gas pedal, the light has turned back red again. Something's bothering your mind. Something is worrying you. You know, the Lord loves us so much that he doesn't want us to be worried about anything. Listen, worried, to be despairing. And so the psalmist said in Psalm 139 and 23, search me, O God, and know my heart, right? Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Lord, I want you to know what's worrying me. When you go before God, you say, Lord, I want you to search me. Because only the Lord knows your heart. Amen. We don't know people's heart. Listen, only God knows the heart. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? And then he said, the psalmist said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thought. Lord, I want you to find out what's worrying. How many of you ever gone through life, going through some time, and you were worried about something and you didn't know why you were worried? Somebody said, what's wrong with you? I'm worried. What do you worry about? I don't know. Amen. How many of you, listen, God has taken some things from you. God has blessed you, and you still worried about situations in your life. Huh? Listen, if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. If you're going to pray about it, then don't worry about it. Turn it over to Jesus. It's in the Lord's hand. Amen? Do I have any amens out there? I mean, you worried about everything. What is the nature of worry? Worry is not an inherited weakness. It's not an inherited weakness. We learn how to do that ourselves. So what do you mean an inherited weakness? My mama was a worrier. So that means I'm a worrier. No. My mama was a worrier. Now, a humorous habit. Listen, I'm just a worry ward. Listen to other things. Or a justifiable excuse for a prideful a perfectionism. You want everything to be right. Somebody has to worry about doing it right. Yeah. You ever say that? Somebody got to worry about it. The Lord ain't never told you to worry about nothing. And when you go to start worrying about stuff, that means really you're not trusting God. Yeah. Amen. So no, don't worry about it. Worry is a blatant sin that is displeasing to God because its underlying nature is a disbelief. When you worry, you say, God, I really don't believe you can do what you say you can do. Amen? Anybody ever worried in here? Y'all know y'all been worried. You know you've been worried. Got bags under your eyes. Amen. You got bags on your eyes. You've been worrying. You can't do nothing about it by worrying about it. What you worrying about it for? Don't worry about that job. Isn't that right? Don't worry about whether or not you can do this or that if you do what God has asked you to do. Isn't that right? A lot of times we worry because we've done some things ourselves. Amen. Have you ever done anything that made you worry? And you found out, yeah, I did it myself. Isn't that right? Well, the Lord said, cast all of your cares. Amen. Have you ever done some things that you just, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Amen. Because it's causing me to worry. I wish I left that where it was. Worry reveals that you really don't believe God when he says he will provide all that you need. Do you really believe that? Because if you start to worry, you don't believe that. Amen. You know the true test to do if you don't know if you trust God, if whether or not you're worrying about what you're trusting God for. It's simple, isn't it? Yeah. So Isaiah 58 and 11 says, the Lord will guide you always, and he will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. Huh? He will strengthen your body. He'll strengthen your frame. Ain't no use to me worrying about whether or not I'm a diabetic or do that. I got to ask God to strengthen me. Because worry won't do nothing but hurt me. And you know what? When the devil got you down, he going to jump on you even more. Isn't that right? How many of you ever played in the play yard and you got a bully? If you ever get that bully down, if you ever can knock him down, I'm going to jump on him with everything I got. Listen, the devil is trying to jump on you with everything that he got. But listen, what you need to do, you need to say, no, I'm trusting in God. I'm believing in God. I'm trusting in God. Listen, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I'm not walking about what I see in others, nor am I walking about what I see in myself. I wish I had some witnesses in here. Amen. So no, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So Matthew 6, 25 and 31 says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Amen. What you will eat or drink or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food? Huh? And body more important than clothes? He said, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow nor reap or store away in barns. He said, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothed the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? You say, what is it about those lilies of the field? These are just wild flowers. It's not like you go to Home Depot and buy flowers and specialty and plants and stuff. These are lilies of the field that are just growing wild. You ever rolled down the road and looked on the side of the road and you saw some of the prettiest flowers? Oh, you ask somebody, did you plant, have you ever seen daisies in the yard, whatnot? Now you hate dandelions, but when they pop up and they yell out, oh, that is the prettiest thing in the world, isn't that right? They're just common flowers. And the Lord is saying to us, we're just common people. He said, listen, you're just a common person. He said, I know how to take care of you. He said, look at the birds of the air. They don't store up. They ain't got no bank account. Listen, you ain't got to worry about nothing. All you got to do is just lean and depend on the Lord. Don't worry about it. Some of you are worried about other people's lives. And you ought to be worried about your own life. Amen. You can't do nothing to help it. Amen. And it's not, you can't hardly handle your own stuff. Amen. Destruction, worry destroys your physical body. Don't let nobody worry you. I know. What am I worrying you? What you gonna worry me? What you worry for? You know, worry affects your blood pressure. Huh? It's with your children. Don't worry about your children. You've raised them. You've done all you can for them. Amen. And if they won't work, let them learn a lesson. Don't worry about it. Isn't that right? And every time you know that they ain't working and they ain't got no job and they won't work and they won't do right, and every time they come to your house and you just call the preacher, I'm just worried about that boy. Turn it over to Jesus. Put them in God's hand. Let God handle the situation. Stop worrying. Who are you supposed to be? You're going to help something. You're going to fix something. Every time they come over, have a smile on your face. Mama, can I stay here? No. You can't stay here. Well, Mama, don't you know it's cold? I said, I know it's cold outside. Amen. So you're going to be cold too. Isn't that right? So you got a place down there on North Tryon. And if you get down there early enough, you might be able to get to bed. Amen. God bless you. I'll see you on tomorrow. Amen. Mama, you ain't worried. No, I ain't worried a bit. Boy, I'm going ahead and eat me some collard greens. And matter of fact, before you can go, you have some. And then you can go on down there. And a full stomach, isn't that right? I feed you. I give you something to eat. I even help with you. But you can't stay here. And they know how to get you. Amen. First Corinthians 6:19-20 says, Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Huh? You are what? Brought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. You're not honoring God if you worry. Huh? You're not honoring God if you worry. If you're worrying about it, you're not honoring God. Amen? Oh, I got the Holy Ghost, but I'm worried about this. Well, you ain't honoring God. Isn't that right? And you ain't got no Holy Ghost that's telling you to do that. Isn't that right? So now, here. I'm about finished now. Here. This is what happened. The children of Israel had gone astray. And they were concerned about the things that happened in their life. Because they had messed up in life. How many of you have ever messed up? And they were hungry. And they were thirsty. And the Lord will allow some things to happen to us. Isn't that right? To make us get back in line. Isn't that right? Oh, Lord. But then the word of God says in the 13th verse, oh, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth in the singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Isn't that right? Aren't you glad right now that the Lord had mercy on you? Isn't that right? People won't have mercy on you because people's mercy is limited. But oh Lord, I'm so glad that God's mercy is not limited. My mercy is limited. Your mercy is limited. But God's mercy is not limited. And when they found that God had forgotten all about them, he said, but Zion said, and the word Zion there mean here, Jerusalem. And Jerusalem said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten all about me. Every once in a while, I feel like I'm all by myself. Anybody ever felt like that? That nobody cared about you and about your situation? Isn't that right? And then he asks a question. Can a woman forget us suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yay! He said, yes, she can. Isn't that right? They may forget, yet I will not forget thee. He said, you know what I've done, and you see some of these young girls, when I have a boyfriend, they'll write the name of the boyfriend on their hand. Isn't that right? Write it in ink so they won't forget that they love him. Isn't that right? So this is what the Lord has done for you and I. Whenever you feel like nobody cares, you remember that the Lord has written your name on his palm. Isn't that right? And every time he look at his palm, he's concerned about you. So today, as you sit there in the pews and you feel like nobody really cares about you, I want to let you know, yeah, Lord, what do I do with these cares? Well, 1 Peter 5:7 says, and I want to back up and look at that sixth verse. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. Say, what did that word means? Humble means, it means put on an apron and let everybody know that you came to serve. What did Jesus say? I came not to serve, be served, but I came to be a servant. One day, children asked Jesus, one mother said, let my one son sit on the right and the other on the left. And Jesus said, who shall sit on the right or the left is not for me to say, but let the greatest among you be a servant in their right. Now watch this. If I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, that means God will take care of me in their right, because I'm covered in their right. And there's power. I say there's power. There's power under the mighty hand of God. And say, what I need to do, I need to go back and repent of my sin, ask the Lord to forgive me, and I'm humbling myself before God, and I say, God, you make a way for me. And you know what will happen? If I lost my job, the Lord will give me another one. Anybody in here? If I lost my house, he'll give me another one. If I lose my family, he'll give me another one. Isn't that right? Turn it over. I said, turn it over. Turn it over. I said, turn it over. Turn it over. Turn it over. Turn it over to the Lord. Isn't that right? Watch what it say now. Watch what it say. Casting. Casting. Isn't that right? I don't know nobody that I can call up right now and say, listen, take all of my cares, take all of my worries, then just hang the phone up on me. Isn't that right? But I can call anybody in here. I said I can call on the Lord early in the morning. Isn't that right? And I can say, Lord, I got some cares, Lord. I want to give you right now. Anybody in here got some cares?
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. But you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.